Good day. It's 2022. This is Philippine History Today, January 18. In Baguio, 61 years ago, baby, it's cold outside. In the country, 34 years ago, election fever. Elsewhere in the world, 22 years ago, I have a dream, deferred. January 18, 1961, Wednesday, Baguio City registers the coldest temperature in Philippine history. In the morning of Wednesday, temperatures would plunge to 6.3 degrees Celsius as recorded by PAGASA. The country's National Weather Bureau, even lower temperatures, are reportedly reached in places like Mount Pulag in Benguet, such as the 0 degrees Celsius recorded there in February 2017, but are not officially recognized by PAGASA when it cannot independently verify the data. Meanwhile, the hottest temperature recorded in the Philippines was 42 degrees Celsius in Tugigarao, Cagayan. This happened on April 29, 1912, and again on May 11, 1969. January 18, 1988, Monday. Provincial, city, and municipal elections are held in the country for the first time since the ratification of the 1987 Constitution the year before. The elections would be relatively less fraudulent than the senatorial and congressional elections, which had been held in May 1987. In some hot spots, however, elections would be postponed by the Commission on Elections to prevent possible violent encounters between political rivals. Many of the incumbent local officials who would run in the election had been appointed by President Corazon Aquino after the EDSA Revolution as officers in charge of their respective provinces, cities, and municipalities. Many of them would win, leading to the entrenchment of old and new political clans. January 18, 2000, Monday. For the first time since its creation in 1983, Martin Luther King Jr. Day is celebrated in all 50 U.S. states. At first, some states had resisted naming the holiday after Dr. King, giving it alternative names or combining it with other holidays commemorating the civil rights movement. MLK Day is celebrated in the U.S. on the third Monday of January. It commemorates the birth anniversary of Martin Luther King Jr., who led the civil rights movement in the 1950s and 60s. Through nonviolent activism against racial discrimination in federal and state law, Dr. King would be fatally shot in Memphis, Tennessee, on April 4, 1968. And the rest is history. Keep reading about these events from reputable sources and come back tomorrow, January 19, wherever you get your podcasts.